Predicting the time, duration, and intensity of a volcano eruption is an extremely difficult task for people who live in the surrounding communities of one or others who travel to appreciate the spectacle of an active volcano. The risks are enormous. New research published in Science Advances has tackled this predicament by assessing the chemical composition of magma using laser technology and using the 2021 eruption of La Palma on the Canary Islands as a case study. Understanding the chemistry of magma gives insight to the fluidity, explosiveness, and hazard of eruptions and will be a tremendous development in the forecasting, maintenance, and recovery of eruptions. To discuss this further, I'm joined by Associate Professor Teresa Ubaday, volcanologist and research lead from the School of Environment at the University of Queensland. Thank you so much for joining me on the program this morning.
Thank you, Fiona. Thanks for having me.
So why are eruptions so difficult to predict?
Yes, so we know volcanoes are going to erupt, active volcanoes, but it's very hard to know exactly when and how. And we use indirect methods to try to track the movement of magma towards the surface, including, for example, earthquakes. As magma moves to the surface, it breaks rocks apart and it generates earthquakes that we can measure. But our new work also measures chemical composition with a new way using lasers.
So what methods existed before to predict the duration and eruption of volcanoes?
Well, as I said, it's very complicated to measure such things, but the majority of information comes from geophysical methods, such as seismicity, what we call for earthquakes, or, for example, monitoring of gases. But what we've done is actually analyze the chemistry of that magma, because magma chemistry controls its properties.
So tell us,
and therefore has a potential. Sorry.
No, sorry, I interrupted. Please continue.
No, that's it. Magma chemistry controls the properties of magma and the hazard potential of, for example, lava flows. And so measuring the chemistry in a more detailed way, we can get new information about how the volcano may behave.
And this new research looked into laser technology. Tell us more about it. How does it work to assess magma composition?
Yes, thank you. So magmas come to the surface and may generate lava flow or ash, and that eventually cools down into rock. And so when we normally analyze magma composition, what we're doing is measuring the chemistry of rocks. With the laser, what we can do is select which part of the rock we want to analyze, because we use lasers similar to the ones used for eye surgery, where you can target individual parts of the rock. And in our case, what we want to know is exactly what the chemistry of the liquid coming out is without all the material that liquid is recycling from the guts of the volcano. We want to really know what the magmatic liquid looks like in terms of chemistry, and the laser allows us to do exactly that.
That's really cool that you're using lasers similar to eye surgery, but in a completely different way.
Exactly. That's right.
So where did the idea come from to use lasers to better understand the magma composition?
So in geology, actually, we use lasers to analyze rocks for different purposes. We often analyze crystals to get to know about the Earth's evolution, or even in volcanoes, we analyze crystals that grow inside the guts of the volcano to see what happens just before the eruption starts. But what we've now done is taken this capability to, rather than using the bits from the inside of the volcano, using the liquid that brings those bits to the surface. Volcanic rocks look a bit like Rocky Road chocolate, where you have bits and pieces that are your marshmallows coming from the inside of the volcano, and the matrix in between is the magmatic liquid cooled down into rock. And that's what we are, in this case, targeting with a laser, which allows us to select which part of rock we want to focus on.
And it's amazing that the magma composition can hold so much information which can help better determine eruptions and intensity and the duration of volcanoes.
Yes. So the type of magma composition controls, for example, potential of explosivity. If we have lava flows, their fluidity and how fast they move, for example, because it controls their viscosity and their temperature. And also we can even detect if there are changes in the magma composition as the eruption progresses that suggest that the magma is cooling down. And that suggests then that the magma supplying the eruption is waning. And that's what we saw in our study, that 2 weeks before the eruption ended, there was a change in this magma composition measured with a laser that we could then use, you know, this kind of change. If we are able to monitor future eruptions, we could use to say, hey, maybe the magma supplying the eruption is waning, and we may have the eruption ending, which is crucial for the people living around the volcano.
You're listening to On the Record. We're joined by Associate Professor Teresa Ubede, and we're discussing volcano eruption forecasting. So how effective and accurate will this technology be in forecasting the intensity of eruptions?
So that's what we want to do next, try to apply this capability to future activity. And one of the things we are developing now is the method, rather than for lava flows, for ash, which can be sampled more easily and with the help of local populations. So we can have a faster response, because what is also critical is not only that we get detailed information on the magma composition, but also we get it fast, so we can actually give back information to monitoring agencies of eruptions.
And you mentioned earlier that the study focused on a volcano eruption on the Canary Islands. Can you tell us how the islands were used as a case study for this research?
Yes, thank you very much. So the eruption was at the end of 2021. It lasted 3 months, and it affected thousands of people, had to be evacuated, and affected land, crops. And it had a very negative impact on the communities there, and they really wanted to know, when is this going to end? So our collaborators in Spain were on site on the island, and they were collecting samples on an almost daily basis of the lava flows. And those samples are very precious, because many of them we would not be able to collect anymore, because they were covered by later lava flows of the same eruption. And so that applying this laser technology to those carefully collected samples throughout those 3 months of activity, we could test this method and see its potential for future volcanism.
So I'm quite interested, how do you take a sample of like the rock and the magma? Because that would be incredibly hot and very dangerous.
That's a great question. That is correct. So those lava flows were above 1,000 degrees Celsius, so really, really hot. So what our collaborators did is, and others monitoring and following the eruption, is get close to the margins of those flows, because where the lava meets the air, it cools down and it generates a crust. And so it becomes rock quicker, because it's in contact with the atmosphere. And so collecting rocks from those edges of the lava flows, which are cooling down, and then often cooling them down farther, of course collecting them with protective gear, and then cooling them down farther in water.
So the research that you're doing using laser technology is absolutely amazing and very, very important. Can you tell us a bit more about what the benefits are of being able to more accurately monitor volcanoes?
Thank you, Fiona. Yes, of course, volcanoes are essential in our dynamic Earth, but they also cause major hazards. Almost 1 in 10 people around the world live close to within 100 kilometers of an active volcano. And so they pose major natural hazards. They can also impact air traffic, as we saw, for example, in the Agung eruption in Indonesia a few years ago. And they can even impact, have climatic effects, short-term climatic effects. So we do need to better understand how volcanoes work, what drives them to erupt, and once they are erupting, what type of activity are they going to develop, how hazardous is going to be, and how long will it last? And so all of these are very difficult questions to answer, and so that's why our science tries to better understand what happens inside of these volcanoes, accessing those guts we cannot see to try to better monitor them in the future.
Sounds like there's a lot more research avenues for you and the team and this technology.
Correct. Yes. So, for example, in this regard, we are developing this now for ash, so that we can apply it to to products of the volcano that are early and are widely dispersed and easier to collect and give a more rapid response. Because this is one of the benefits of this laser technology. It can be quite fast. Sample preparation can be relatively minor, and that can help speed up the process of getting to know chemical information on what type of magma is actually feeding an eruption.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on The Record this morning and walking us through your research and also how it can be implemented to help better monitor and forecast eruptions.
Thank you so much for having me, Fiona. A pleasure.
Thank you very much. That was Associate Professor Teresa Ubede from the University of Queensland telling us all about new research that uses lasers to better understand volcanoes, their eruption and duration of eruption.